Hey everyone, good evening. We're just going to begin to center ourselves tonight. So just breathing in and breathing out. And so just breathing in and breathing out, watching the natural rhythm of our breath. We're expanding into the wisdom of the conscious heart, which is our sacred heart, that high heart energy. Places into a sacred healing chamber with the temple of the Great Central Sun. Calling forth tonight the Great Central Sun angels, all of our councils of light, the spiritual hierarchy that govern the mentorship, that work with each of us on the inner levels while we sleep at night or in our meditations. And calling in the violet transmuting flame. Blazing in, around, through, and between us, clearing the space and the energy of our day. And so breathing in and breathing out. And just sending forth your infinite love, adoration, and gratitude into the sacred heart. Of your I Am Presence, God, Source Energy, the Universe, descending forth infinite love, adoration, gratitude into the Sacred Heart, that light of God, Universal Source Energy. And as you begin expanding into your heart, breathing down into the depth of your love, and just allowing yourself to connect for a moment to this space and breathing into the depth of my love and light. Expanding into that relationship, that deeper relationship within yourself, your true self. As we're opening and expanding our heart center, the wisdom of the conscious heart governing the energy, our own cosmic Christ presence overlighting us, hearing through this energy. And so this evening we're going to be calling forth to the Archangel Zadkiel, and the Violet Flame Angels, and the Ascended Master is Saint Germain. And a counterpart to Saint Germain is Lady Portia. So again, we're calling forth to the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, Archangel Zadkiel, and the Violet Flame Angels. Coming in and around us, igniting within us the power flame of divine freedom. And so the violet transmuting flame is a creative flame that's been given to humanity to help consume and transmute negativity, fear, and discord, specifically in the emotional body, as well as the human effluvia that sort of gathers on the planet. Like, in other words, there's a war and that energy isn't clear, or there's other traumas or emotional issues that people leave behind and they don't clean up, negative thoughts and emotions, it starts to build a, it's called human effluvia, and it's just like this kind of web of energy. It's like a thicker, more shadowy energy that begins to build up. around us or in our homes, in the cities that we live in, our communities, and also just around the earth in general. And it, you know, lightens up usually the higher you go in evolution, I mean, in elevation. So usually around 10,000 feet, it's going to be a lot lighter in terms of this human effluvia that sort of covers the planet. And the more people you have in a concentrated area, the higher the human effluvia usually is. So it's a really important thing to keep it clean in your own energy field. Like you'll notice anytime we do a session, you know, when I call in that opening prayer, I'm always calling in the violet transmuting flame to clear the space and around through and between us from the previous session I've had or anything in my energy field, anything in your energy field or your space. But it's a great way to start cleaning up energy. A lot of times if I'm cleaning the house or cleaning the car or I'm going to take a trip, you know, I'll call in the violet flame angels to come in and help to clear that energy as well. It's also great if you have, if you're flying in an airplane, if there's little kids in the plane or there's a lot of fear that you felt is in that environment, you can call in the violet transmuting flame and it will instantly start consuming, again, negativity, fear, and discord, and more of that lower astral energy that accumulates in the emotional body. So again, just breathing in and breathing out. And you just want to activate this flame with your I Am presence. So I am the all-consuming violet transmuting flame blazing in, around, and through me. Okay, so as we begin to open the portal of light above our head, because in the mentorship we want to kind of soul travel into whichever etheric temple we're working in that evening. Sometimes it's the Temple of the Great Gentle Sun, but tonight we're going to go into the Temple of Saint Germain. He has one temple, etheric temple, in Mount Shasta, the mountain range of Mount Shasta, California. Another one in Transylvania, in Eastern Europe. And we're going to be going into the Mount Shasta energy tonight. So it's the etheric temple. So breathing in and breathing out. Opening that portal of light above our head. Temple of light. Drawing us up higher and higher in a violet portal of light with the violet flame angels and Archangel Zadkiel. Chanting the sacred names of our own source energy. Harmonizing, balancing, clearing our energy field for our highest state of well-being and grace. And just noticing as we're rising higher and higher, traveling into the violet flame temple of Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, the violet flame angels. And as we enter upon this temple of light, noticing that its primary color frequency is violet flame. We enter into this temple, you may begin to notice the celestial music of the spheres playing, harmonizing our emotional body with sound frequencies. And feeling this violet light as we enter into this violet temple of light. These sound frequencies are clearing through the first chakra, cleansing and clearing the bottoms of your feet, the chakras on the bottoms of your feet and your first chakra at the perineum, the base of your body, calling in the violet transmuting flame into the second chakra, the sacral area, the navel. Calling in the violet transmuting flame through the solar plexus. Which is a great place to call it in right there in that solar plexus area because there's a nerve ganglia similar to what's in our brain. A gray mass right behind the solar plexus, and it picks up a lot of psychic energy. The gut feelings, courting with other people. So it's a really nice thing to call in that violet transmuting flame. It'll help with your digestion. Actually, I think a lot of excess weight issues are oftentimes, particularly for people who are empaths, excess emotions in the emotional body, which sometimes will also throw out our digestive enzymes. So again, calling in that violet transmuting flame. Rising up higher as these angels are now, Archangel Zadkiel and the violet flame angels are clearing out our heart chakra and the energy meridians that go down the palms of the hands into those secondary chakras in the palms of the hands, clearing the heart space, our feelings, emotions, the temple of the soul. Breathing that violet transmuting flame as they're now clearing our throat chakra. Violet transmuting flame clearing the sixth chakra, third eye area, forehead. Clearing out your mental body, negative thoughts, stresses within the mental body. Clearing your intuition. Third eye and your physical eyes. And the violet transmuting flame into the seventh chakra. Clearing the energy within your higher self, higher communication systems with your angels, tribes of light, galactic councils, star planetary beings, cosmic avatars. And we're going to go ahead and send this violet flame of light down through our nervous system, harmonizing the right and left sides of the brain, the connection between your aura, your emotional body, your nervous system, your heart, clearing the violet transmuting flame through your endocrine system, through your immune system, your hormones, your electrical body, and just feeling this violet light like just gentle rain, just washing through, blazing through your energy field, and just sort of resetting your immune system, resetting your endocrine system, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, your electrical body, your meridian system, your digestive system. And just feeling it have a soothing, calming effect that your whole nervous system and the myelin sheath around your nervous system is being gently cleansed and buffered in this violet transmuting flame. Breathing in and breathing out. We're coming back to a place of greater peace in the energy. Greater peace in the energy. Breathing in and breathing out. And so for anybody who does healing work or you're around people throughout the day, you're at home with your kids. And like I said, kids and animals do great with this energy. So if you find that the kids or your animals or other people's kids or animals are hyper or acting out or upset, you can actually send, you just send the violet transmuting flame and folding them. So it's basically you're blessing them. The violet transmuting flame, you can ask Archangel Zadkiel, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, the violet flame angels, to just enfold them and help to consume any negativity, fear, discord. True also with some electrical devices, phones, cars, and like I said, you know, you clean your house. We have a tendency, whatever primary emotion tends to hang out in our nervous system that maybe we're not dealing with, it'll create like an elemental life force energy and hang out in your home. So I just ask as I'm cleaning the violet flame just to seal my house, any portals, doorways, windows, and anybody or anything that comes through into my home, whether it's psychically or physically, that they're just being bathed in that violet flame as they enter into my residence, which would be my temple of light. There's a lot of cool things you can do with it. But tonight, what Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel is actually wanting to work on is using the violet transmuting flame with our finances, our money. So just taking a deep breath and dropping down into your belly. And we're dealing specifically with money consciousness, the consciousness of money, not just abundance, which can incorporate a lot of different blessings, but in this case, it's specifically finances and money. So as you drop down into your belly, you're just opening with compassion and curiosity. Breathing in and breathing out, opening with compassion and curiosity. Knowing that all parts of you have a right to be heard. And we're just calling forth the energy of money. Just see how you feel about it one way or the other. You might feel calm and at peace. Everything's flowing. You might feel a sense of stress, worry, or concern. You might have mixed feelings about it. But again, as you just breathe down into the basic emotional or feeling tone around your personal money consciousness. Noticing any thought forms, feelings, or emotions that are coming forth. And you just want to continue to breathe into it. As we're calling forth Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, over lighting our consciousness, our belief systems and emotions, and asking your soul to guide you back to any early memories you have in your relationship with money. Now, for most of us, this is probably going to go back to your parents, your family. A lot of times that's, how we deal with money. It's just like how we deal with religion or health or anything else. It's something we usually learn in childhood. It doesn't make it any more real or not real. It's just something we learned. It's just a belief system. And so noticing the feeling tone, emotions around money consciousness growing up, any specific memory, experience, observation you might have had, to learn from. Okay, we're calling in the violet transmuting flame to begin transmuting any negativity, fear, or discord. Specifically, they're picking money tonight because money, for most people, deals with survival issues. It's just kind of a collective issue, basically. And the violet transmuting flame is really excellent at dealing with some of those primal fears and emotions around survival. And like I said, for most people, money will sort of trigger that. It'll bring it up, which is what we're wanting to do tonight, is actually bring up some of these deeper sort of survival issues, places where we go into separation with our own source. And what we do then in our money is we project it onto money. So the core issue is really our connection to source energy. And whenever we're not feeling very connected, we're not feeling very safe, we will oftentimes start projecting it onto our money consciousness, and then it will play out accordingly. And then when we feel safer, we are in connection, we're feeling more in alignment with our own universal flow. Usually money's not an issue. Even if you only have a dime in your pocket, it won't actually really be much of an issue at all, because the feeling tone, you've pulled yourself out of survival. And one of the hardest things to deal with in human form, our physical form, is our survival issues. And when that starts spinning out of control, our emotions start spinning out of control, and then how we manifest in the world becomes predominant to our emotional body. We're not really doing it from our higher self or our divinity or even our soul. We'll be doing it primarily day in and day out of our emotional body. So your emotional body has a huge pull and variance on the results you get day to day. And so learning how to work with the violet transmuting flames is a really powerful tool in helping to literally kind of consume, transmute the negativity, fears, and discord that tend to build up in us, around us, as well as the projections that spin around us as well. Like, in other words, you might be feeling fine about money, even if you may not have a lot in this moment. But if your partner has a lot of survival or money issues, you'll be feeling it in the energy field. It'll put pressure on the energy field. And I see this play out a lot in relationships where, you know, one person might have control of the money, or one person might feel more at ease, but one person's more insecure about it, and it'll start to imbalance relationships. Or, you know, depending on how you grew up and how it plays out with your family now, if you have kids and dealing with that, or work decisions, how you treat yourself, a lot of self-confidence issues. So it's interesting how many things it will tie into. So even though we're kind of using money as sort of the surfacey sort of topic to sort of tap into tonight, the deeper energy is really your capacity to hold your own in connection to your own source energy and not waver and not be pulled out of your own inner connection, which is where that universal flow, abundance, pure prosperity will always show up. So you're actually always in control of that, even though it feels oftentimes like we're not. So sometimes there can be a powerlessness in our lives. And again, it's not actually the money that's causing the powerlessness. It's the feeling tone. It's the emotions of the powerlessness. And so when you call in the violet transmuting flame, Saint Germain, the violet flame angels, these are some resources that can start helping you balance this out, to where you can start looking at things more subjectively and more from your higher self, and then actually literally create better opportunities, prosperity, abundance, financial opportunities, etc. So money is not as complicated as we sometimes give it credit for. It's not running our world, and it's not as complicated, and it really doesn't have any power over us. It's just what, how much we've given it that control and power. It's what we've been taught to do. So the violet transmuting flame will help you to start calling that back and knowing this like truer abundance, truer prosperity that's on a spirit level that then will translate into physical form as money. So just to kind of describe it a little more, if you're looking at money from your lower self, your lower chakras and your fear-based energies, your childhood issues, money probably has a fair amount of control over you, and you'll see it have a lot of control in the world. But as you start to heal this in a sense, let's say with the violet transmuting flame, to start healing some of your deeper survival issues, which will affect money, and start allowing you to get reconnected again, you'll start looking at the world through kind of a higher vision, your higher self, your soul. You'll see it through higher truth. And if that happens, you'll call your power back from money, and you'll find that you're then sort of the, you'll be the governing presence of your financial consciousness, whereas for most people, money governs you. A lot of people will sell themselves out, work at a job they don't want, try to buy love, feel like they don't have enough in the world. There's just like endless stories, right, about where we can give our money, you know, our power away around money. And it's, I mean, when you think about it, it kind of, you know, has a super big influence in the world. And if you can unplug from this, it's going to allow you just a much more peaceful and more balanced perspective on life. And just, it'll bring your life into greater harmony, because as you're working with the violet transmuting flame, it's going to start harmonizing very specifically your emotional body. Again, that deals a lot with your inner child, your aura, emotions, emotional projections, the stuff that usually is what kind of we relate to as life being hard or in those particular bodies. So to start cleaning that up, and as it does it, it's going to bring you into harmony with your emotional body, which is the one of the hardest of all four bodies to manage, is your emotional body. It will affect your health. It will affect your thought forms. It will affect your reality. And that begins to bring us back into the energy between love and fear. So in that universal flow, you can be choosing for the side of fear, which is usually emotional discord, or you can choose for the side of love, which is going to be emotional, like harmonization. And you are in control, no matter what your circumstances, you are in control of how you balance your emotional body in your life situations and the people in it. And so now we're just kind of calling in that violet transmuting flame again, clearing through, harmonizing your energy field. And we're going to start sending the violet transmuting flame now into your money consciousness, into your financial world, sending it into your bank accounts, purifying money conscious. Because if you do it for yourself, you're doing it for the collective as well. And just essentially taking the fear out of it and bringing it back into an immense love, a love for your money consciousness. Not, instead of being afraid of it, based on I don't have enough of my survival issues, I'll go into gratitude, hope, prosperity, the act of giving and receiving. Because for some people, in their emotional fear, they won't be vulnerable enough to let spirit, the universe, people actually give to them. For some people, they don't think they have enough and they won't give to others. And with money consciousness, it's very much like an infinity symbol, where it's giving and receiving. Now, a lot of times, one of the easiest ways to turn your finances around is to actually give to another person, whether it's your time or $5 or put money in a savings account, you know what I mean? But there's ways you can actually donate money to a cause, a fund. For some people, they like to do tithing to some cause or something they find that sort of supports them on their spiritual journey. So just sort of notice for a moment in this violet transmuting flame with the infinity symbol how you are in your giving and receiving. If you tend to run a little bit codependent, you might overgive. If you're afraid you don't have enough, you might not be giving enough. And so we're just asking Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel to help balance out the ratio, that golden means of giving and receiving, the positive and the negative energies of our own harmonious energy, knowing that money is a cycle. There's always a giving and receiving. And the place you want to sit is right in the middle, that infinity symbol. So we're asking for everybody's golden ratio to be reset and realigned, reharmonized back to their cosmic Christ consciousness. So we're just going in right now on a spirit level and resetting the golden ratio frequency to each of us uniquely based on our own cosmic Christ consciousness. It's allowing that to be reset in our energy field, consciousness, cellular body. Very gently opening up that infinity symbol of giving and receiving. Being able to state an unconditional no and an unconditional yes with life where it's appropriate. You can say no when it's appropriate to say no and yes when it's appropriate to say yes. So that's an unconditional yes or no. And calling in the violet transmuting flame, blessing each of us in our money consciousness for its own divine perfection, whatever that is for you. Blessing your money consciousness for its highest state of well-being and grace to flow easily and effortlessly, bringing you back into balance with the flames of abundance, pure prosperity, money consciousness, the golden ratio. Giving thanks that this is done and sealing our energies tonight in the all-consuming violet transmuting flame. Hearing our emotional body, any survival issues, negativity, fear, or discord, and bringing you back to this place of peace and harmonious perfection within your emotional body. Just breathing in and breathing out. I'm going to come back on the line, see if there's any questions this evening or anybody wants to share anything. Okay, so does anybody have anything they want to share from tonight or any questions they have before we complete this evening?
This is Tiffany in Austin.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you because this is exactly what I was working on in my own meditation this morning and trying to get out of the roller coaster of having way more than enough and then not having enough to even get groceries and having way more than enough and not having enough to get gas and just this huge ups and downs. So I'm really grateful that we got to work on resetting it and get some new tools with the violet flame work. So thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So when you notice that swing in your energy field, because I can sometimes have that same cycle, You just want to slow everything down. If you notice that you're going into that kind of cycle, slow everything down. There's probably a fear that kind of has come in, and I'm just enfolding myself in the violet flame, violet flame energy, and I'm focusing it into my finances to stabilize my money consciousness, my finances. And so you can literally just call it in, send it out into your money. And sometimes you'll see just an instant sort of shift. Sometimes it might take a few hours or a day, just depends on how deep the fear is. But you want to start to where you can get it more balanced, where that giving receiving flow is more balanced for you, more stable. Because it feels like you got a certain instability there, which we can talk about in our session tomorrow too if you want. But yes, it's stabilizing it.
Awesome.
Anybody else have anything they want to share or have questions about this evening? All right. Well, I guess we're pretty good to go. If anything comes up, you're welcome to text me, or we can go a little deeper into this in your personal session. So we will talk to you later. And then later this month, I think Richard is on the next Wednesday call. So not next, the third Wednesday of the month. I think it'll be Richard this month, I'm pretty sure. So, I meant to text you guys earlier. I got a little bit behind today. But, so we will meet with Richard the third Wednesday of the month, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Adrienne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.